A single rope climb destroyed Katrine David's daughter's dream. The 2014 CrossFit Games slipped through her fingers, and with it, her identity as a competitive athlete. Her coach's response? A text message that made her blood boil. This might be the best thing that ever happened to you. She wanted to throw her phone. How could failure possibly be good? Yet that devastating moment became the turning point that transformed her from a struggling competitor into a two-time fittest woman on earth. The secret wasn't hidden in some revolutionary training protocol or genetic advantage. It was an understanding that excellence isn't built on talent alone. It's constructed from something far more powerful, character forged through adversity and refined through relentless daily practice. What separates champions from everyone else isn't what happens to them, but how they respond to what happens. This fundamental truth reveals itself repeatedly in elite performance. The moments that feel like endings often become the most powerful beginnings if we possess the courage to see them differently and the discipline to act on that vision. Most coaches start at the top: strategy, tactics, physical capabilities. They obsess over programming and performance metrics. But this builds on sand. Real excellence requires a different blueprint: character, integrity, mental toughness first. These aren't soft skills, they're the bedrock of winning. When choosing between naturally talented athletes and mentally tough ones, pick talent. Mental toughness can be taught, while natural ability provides raw material. But talent without character plateaus quickly. The development hierarchy places character first, then process, then capabilities, finally strategy. This inverted approach explains why gifted athletes flame out, while others with modest talent become champions. Consider the performance spectrum. At one end lies complacency, doing just enough to avoid criticism. In the middle sits competence, where most settle, possessing adequate skills but shrugging at real work. At the far end stands excellence, relentlessly maximizing every performance aspect. Excellence trades short-term pain for long-term gain. Waking at 5 a.m. or declining desserts feels painful, but these habits compound into extraordinary results. Complacency offers the opposite: short-term pleasure accumulating into long-term regret. Daily choices determine who we become. At 3:30 a.m. on the first day of the 2016 CrossFit Games, athletes board buses to an unknown destination. While competitors buzz with nervous speculation, Matt Frazier remains remarkably calm. "Wherever we're going, we're all going there together," he says. This mental composure separates champions from contenders. Elite performers deliberately pursue their weaknesses. After getting crushed in rowing during the 2013 Northeast Regional, Frazier completed 4,000, 5,000 meters of interval work daily for a year. When the pig, a 580-pound implement, destroyed him at the 2015 Games, he purchased one and spent countless late nights mastering it. This contradicts our cultural tendency to celebrate natural talent over earned skill. Even Mozart had hands deformed by age 28 from thousands of hours of playing. As he wrote, "People err who think my art comes easily to me." Brent Fikofsky, a first-time games qualifier after failing twice before, exemplifies post-traumatic growth. A labrum tear in his hip forced him to address his weakness, upper body strength, ultimately helping him advance. Adversity becomes the catalyst for development. At Redondo Beach on day two, exhausted athletes face swimming after brutal exertions and flight delays. Half dragged through warm-ups, complaining about lack of sleep, Katrine David-Sauter appears fresh, not because she slept better, but because she's mastered telling yourself the right story. Our internal narratives dictate what we believe we're capable of. Katrine deliberately frames her experience positively, a practice she's refined hundreds of times. When Frazier finished second at the 2015 Games, he chose a productive narrative: second place is just the first loser. This harsh self-assessment fueled his training, driving him to dominate the following year. Champions craft narratives that serve their goals, focusing on what they control rather than external circumstances. Traditional visualization, imagining only success, proves insufficient. Michael Phelps visualizes not just the perfect race, but everything that could go wrong and how he'd respond. When his goggles filled with water during the Beijing Olympics, he still won gold while swimming blind. He had mentally rehearsed this scenario. Champions embrace adversity, understanding that difficulty isn't the enemy of progress. It's the prerequisite. Your mind responds to the narrative you feed it. True confidence comes from controlling your response, not outcomes. Before the squat clean pyramid, Katrine displays calm despite average strength. The previous year, she panicked before legless rope climbs, her weakness. Her coach reframed the challenge by lowering expectations, allowing maximum effort. She finished 15th but declared, "I won," because she delivered her best. In the current event, Katrin stays methodical while others sprint frantically. At the final 205-pound bar, she struggles but succeeds, finishing 15th, excellent given her capabilities. Sarah Sigmund's daughter, though stronger, places 17th after matching the leader's pace. The difference? Katrin competed against herself. True confidence means fully committing to excellence without guaranteed victory. Katrin defines success not by scores, but by total daily effort, training, recovery, relationships, inspiration. This allows succeeding every moment rather than staking everything on 5 competition days. When success means giving your absolute best rather than achieving specific outcomes, confidence becomes unshakable. It's based on factors within your control. Events become opportunities to express capabilities rather than tests to pass or fail. Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000-hour rule is incomplete. Quality trumps quantity. Deliberate practice makes the difference. Designed to improve performance, repeated frequently, accompanied by constant feedback, and mentally demanding. The Wright brothers succeeded with limited resources but abundant passion, while Samuel Langley had ample funding but lacked intrinsic motivation. Champions approach every aspect of life with intentionality: nutrition, sleep, recovery, relationships. Excellence isn't achieved through occasional heroic efforts, but through consistent, deliberate actions. For Katrin, this means weighing every macronutrient, limiting indulgences to 2 or 3 times annually. For Matt, it means restricting travel to maintain routine. Excellence emerges from systems, not goals, from daily habits rather than occasional inspiration. As basketball legend Ray Allen wrote, "The secret is that there is no secret. It's just boring old habits." When they began working together, they spent 6 weeks perfecting Katrin's air squat. After her game's victory, they started over, methodically rebuilding each movement. The hardest days offered the greatest potential for adaptation. After completing a grueling swim in frigid Boston Harbor, exhausted athletes were instructed to repeat it. Katrin jumped in first, a pivotal moment in her mental transformation. She had evolved from indulging her fears to embracing a just-do-it mindset, separating lasting excellence from temporary success. The final day arrives with Redemption, an event combining pegboard ascents and thrusters. Facing her greatest weakness under enormous pressure, Katrin accomplishes the impossible: 5 pegboard ascents compared to her previous best of 1. After an interminable wait, she's announced as the 2016 CrossFit Games champion for the 2nd consecutive year. This performance exemplifies being clutch, executing perfectly under pressure what you've practiced in training. Even in victory, Katrin remains true to the process, choosing a quiet family dinner over the afterparty. The champion's mindset isn't reserved for an elite few. It's accessible to anyone committed to deep, meaningful practice. Success isn't a gift, but a decision. Excellence isn't an achievement you reach and leave behind. It's a daily practice that shapes your character as much as your capabilities. The real victory isn't crossing the finish line first, but becoming the person capable of giving everything you have, regardless of the outcome. Every champion began exactly where you are now, facing the choice between comfort and growth. What will you choose?